So it's Christmas Eve, and some years I have preached on Christmas Eve, some years not. And this year we had an unusual situation in that Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. So we have three services. And so the question becomes, what do we do? How do those services look? How do we put those together? And do we preach a sermon? I feel that in the world that we live in our culture, more and more we don't know the story, just the Christmas story. And I think about the 52 or so Sundays that we have a year, and 51 of those, we oftentimes race through the story and get to the interpretation. So on Christmas Eve today, I wanted to take some time to go light on the interpretation and heavy on simply hearing the story, the good news of great joy. And we'll spend the rest of the year interpreting what it all means and what it's all about for our lives. So at this point, Susan and I and you will all help us together to have a conversation with the Incarnation. John's great love song from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. So Susan will read the scripture, and I will have a conversation, and then you, when I ring the bell, will say the response that's in your bulletin. The Word became flesh and lived among us. If you get lost, that's okay. We'll get through it together. So with that, let us prepare our hearts and minds for the Word.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
So when was the beginning exactly? How long ago? And who or what exactly is the Word? How can the Word be with God and also be God? There are mysteries to ponder. There are questions to ask. And today, here, it's a safe time, and this a safe place to ponder and to ask together how the Word became flesh and lived among us.
All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Yes, there are mysteries to ponder and questions to ask, but one thing is sure, that the Word is life that gives life. The Word is light that outshines the darkness. How this can be is shrouded, and what it means for the world is still unfolding. Still, we can rejoice in the promise of the Word, the one who brings life and light. And we can rejoice together that the Word became flesh and lived among us.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world.
I wonder, and you may too, why God chose John the Baptist. I wonder how John came to know all this about the Word who was coming into the world. I wonder also where John's courage came from to testify, to bear witness to the light. Maybe his excitement for the light was greater than his fear. Maybe his desire to make the light shine was greater than his reasons to keep it hidden. And I wonder what I would do if I was in John's shoes. I wonder, too, a harder question. Am I in John's shoes now? And I wonder, will I risk testifying that the Word became flesh and lived among us?
The Word was in the world, and the world came into being through Him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will, but of God.
It makes sense to me that many did not and do not know the word. I understand how even his own people didn't accept him. The mystery's too great, the questions too numerous. And most of the people, most of the time, have found no room in the ends of their hearts to believe. Our believing, though, cannot snuff out the life or diminish the light of the word. And the good news of this day is that it's not about what we do, whether we believe or not, but it is about what God did. And what God did is to make the word become flesh and lived among us.
And the word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
A long time ago, the writers of John's Gospel wrote a song with some of the best news the world has ever heard. The song was filled with mysteries. It sung of life and light. It sung about John, who was not the light, but who testified to it. The song sang, too, about how hard it can be to believe the word. And through it all, this ancient song that we sing again today celebrates how God refused to remain distant, refused to loiter in the heavens, but who chose to become flesh and blood and bone just like us. This flesh and blood and bone, a person named Jesus Christ, who we are blessed to say today, was also the Word. The Word became flesh and lived among us.
And the Word became flesh